This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Brad Warnar is a hornist, composer, and arranger. He's played on hundreds of Hollywood film soundtracks. He's arranged and orchestrated scores that you've probably heard for films like The Right Stuff, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and the Fast and the Furious movies. Brad has a new horn concerto that has just come out in a premiere recording on the Naxos label of Giancarlo Guerrero conducting the Nashville Symphony Orchestra and featuring hornist Leslie Norton. And Brad Warnar joins us now at Interlochen Public Radio to talk about this premiere recording of his horn concerto. Brad, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. It's great to be here.
So tell us about why you decided to write a horn concerto.
Well, I've been a horn player since I was 12 years old, which is a few years ago. During most of that time, I was interested in composing as well. And starting a few decades back, I wanted to write a horn concerto and just had never gotten around to it. About 3 years ago, I was reading a book about Philip Farkas, the great horn player of the Chicago Symphony under Reiner and one of the great horn pedagogues. And in reading the book, I discovered that 2014 was his centennial year of his birth. He was born in 1914. I thought, there's a message here to me to finally get going on this concerto I've been threatening to write for decades. So I got going on it, and there it was.
And the Nashville Symphony decided to record it. How does that come about?
Well, it was premiered at the International Horn Society Convention in Los Angeles in 2015, where Andrew Bain, the wonderful first horn of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, played it. I was up in front of the orchestra thrashing my arms around as if I were a conductor. And so it was performed there first. And then Andrew played it later on in a piano reduction version at a smaller convention in Nashville, which was hosted by Dr. Leslie Norton. And Leslie heard the piece there, and she liked it a lot. And the Nashville Symphony is in the middle of an ongoing series of recording concertos written in the 21st century featuring their soloists from the orchestra. And it was kind of her turn, and she was looking for something to play, and she thought, I think I found it. And she played it for Giancarlo, and he said, yeah, let's do this. So that's how it came about.
That's Giancarlo Guerrero, the conductor of the Nashville Symphony. So you yourself haven't played the concerto.
No, and I never will.
Okay, now why is that?
How do I put this? I enjoy listening to it more than I think that my days of wanting to go out and be a soloist and have the light shine on me as a horn player are kind of over. I still play, and I'm still working as a horn player. But it's a different thing when you go out front, and I just don't have that desire anymore.
Okay, well, as the composer of this work, why don't you walk us through it? It's in three movements, pretty traditional for a concerto. The first movement, it's called Tintinnabulations. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
I love that word. It was a word invented by an American. Edgar Allan Poe apparently was the first person to use the word. And it refers to the sound of ringing bells. It's been used by other composers, actually. Well, it's been used in the singular form, tintinnabulation. I don't know if it's actually even a word to put it in plural, but I thought, well, that's how I'm going to make it my own. But there's an Elliot Carter piece, one movement of which is tintinnabulation, and there's a piece of Arvo Part that uses that in the title as well. So I'm not the first one, but I'm the first one to put an S at the end of it.
Okay, we will note that
right.
For posterity.
So the piece starts out with just a single glockenspiel series of notes. And so it starts with the ringing of a bell, and the movement actually ends the same way that it begins. And there's kind of a play on words, too, because the French horn has a bell. That's the end of the horn that the sound comes out of. So the sound that we're making the bell of the horn ring when we play this piece.
Well, let's listen to the first movement of the horn concerto by Brad Warnar. Here's the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero, featuring hornist Leslie Norton. The first movement, Tintinnabulations, from the Horn Concerto by Brad Warnar. Brad, thanks for being in the studio with us here at Interlaken Public Radio. The second movement of your concerto is called Elegies, semicolon, Lamentations. So tell us about this movement.
This movement is first of all, it's very simple in structure. I spoke with a composition class over at the Interlaken Arts Academy just now, and I was saying that sometimes the simplest thing is the best. And it starts out with just a simple broken chord that's spelled out by the harp and sustained through by the strings. And that chord just sits there. And the horn begins this very kind of improvisational sounding line, which is elegiac in nature. So that's sort of the elegies part of it. And then in each case, there are three iterations of this, each in a slightly different tonality. And in each case, the second part of the horn declamation is based on the lamentation theme, which is a centuries-old four-note motif of descending a whole note, another whole note, and then a half note. It's a motif that's been recognized over the centuries as having a lamentation kind of feel, like, ah,
That sounds more like a groan than a lamentation. Yeah, but yeah. I think the famous lament from Dido and Aeneas is an example that
has that theme. It's also the bass line of Hit the Road, Jack, for those that are interested.
By that great classical composer, Ray Charles.
Exactly.
Well, let's listen to this second movement with that lament line in it. The second movement of the Horn Concerto by Brad Warnar.
Thank you.
Hornist Leslie Norton featured in this premiere recording of the Horn Concerto by Brad Warnar. We heard the second movement just then, Elegies, Lamentations. Brad, let's talk about the third and final movement of this concerto. I'm a musicologist by training, and so I absolutely love this final movement because it has so many different quotations and styles in it. So I've given some of it away, but tell us what to listen for. Well, a few things to listen for.
Yeah, it's me being goofy.
we welcome that.
yeah, I can't avoid it. So the movement is a tarantella, and that idea of writing a tarantella came to me many years ago when we lost one of our colleagues and friends in the French horn world in Los Angeles. And he was an Italian gentleman, and I said to a friend, I'm going to write him a dirge and tarantella, which, I mean, it sounds goofy, right, on the face of it. But I was actually more serious than maybe I even thought I was at the time. And the idea of writing a tarantella has kind of been thrashing around in the back of my mind. So when I had written a couple of movements of this concerto and needed one more, I thought that, well, that's where I'm going with it. Something to listen for in this is that almost every piece of music written that features the French horn has a last movement that ends in 6/8 time. And I think it comes from the horsey bumpa dumpa dumpa da trotty thing. And people say, okay, well, the hunting horn is where it came from and all that. And so it just became an inescapable cliche of French horn music. And that's like all four Mozart concertos, both of the Strauss concertos, the Brahms horn trio. Even the Hindemith is in 6/8, although it's
even
a slow 6/8.
Even in the 20th
6/8.
Century.
So why not carry it to the 21st?
Exactly.
What happens is about halfway through the piece, the orchestra starts to poke fun at the solo horn. And it's kind of saying to the horn, can't you ever finish a piece in something other than 6/8 time? So they're kind of thumbing their nose at the solos by quoting every one of those pieces that they can. And finally, the horn's had enough and breaks out into what sounds like it's going to be the Strauss First Horn Concerto. But then that kind of morphs into the horn call from Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks. So it's a kind of a got your head spinning for a minute or so kind of thing. But it's all in good fun. So.
I was going to say, in case we weren't quite sure it was all in good fun, then Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks arrives on the scene to confirm.
Yeah, that's it.
To confirm our suspicions. Well, let's listen to this horn concerto extravaganza finale, the tarantella featuring quotations from several other famous pieces for the horn, the final movement of Brad Warnar's Horn Concerto. Final movement of the Horn Concerto by Brad Warnar. The premiere recording of that piece featuring hornist Leslie Norton and Giancarlo Guerrero conducted the Nashville Symphony. That album is available on the Naxos label, part of their American Classics series. Brad Warnar, thank you so much for joining us today here at Interlochen Public Radio.
thank you so much. And if I can just take a minute to say how thankful I am to be here, because this radio station is a very big part of my education. When I was a student here, I heard so much music for the first time, and it's a very big part of me, and I'm very happy to be a guest here.
Well, now we get to turn the tables and let people hear your music for the very first time here on IPR. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.